This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israeli ground troops have surrounded Gaza City amid diplomatic efforts to bring about a brief stop in the fighting with Hamas militants and a worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Israel's military says its troops have fully encircled Gaza City, engaging in heavy fighting with Hamas militants and releasing footage of the advance. For its part, Hamas claims to be inflicting heavy losses on the Israelis. Ghazi Hamad, a senior Hamas official.
Gaza will remain a thorn in the throat of the occupation.
Meantime, Israel's aerial bombardment continues, and Gaza's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll since the war began has surpassed 9,000. U.S. and Arab leaders are raising pressure on Israel. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a visit with troops at a base in central Israel, says nothing will stop us. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Joe Biden said dozens of Americans were evacuated from Gaza on Thursday. VOA's Alexis Trope has that detail.
President Joe Biden says that 74 more U.S. citizens have left the Gaza Strip. He announced the development as he dispatched U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to the Mideast for talks with Israeli and Jordanian officials as the nearly four-week-old Israeli-Hamas war rages on with no end in sight. Biden said those who evacuated were dual citizens. The White House has previously said some 500 to 600 U.S. citizens had been trapped in Gaza since the start of the October 7th Israel-Hamas war. The administration said earlier this week that a handful of Americans were among dozens of dual citizens who were able to get out of the strip where a humanitarian crisis is unfolding. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.
And for details on much more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fire swept through a drug rehabilitation center in northern Iran, killing at least 27 people. According to a state media report, 12 people were injured on the blaze in Gilan province. The cause of the blaze still being investigated. Nigeria's lawmakers have approved the new government's first supplemental budget, which includes a huge allocation for SUVs and houses for the president, his wife, and other public officials, sparking anger in the country and criticism from citizens in one of the world's poorest countries. Unionized workers at the first of the Ford factories that went on strike last month have overwhelmingly approved a new contract proposal. We get the details from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Members of the Local 900 of the Wayne, Michigan Ford Assembly Plant have posted online that about 81% of them voted for the historic contract proposal, which gives pay raises of about 30% over the life of the nearly five-year contract. Earlier this week, United Auto Workers Vice President Chuck Browning praised the negotiators.
With them at the table, with our members on the picket lines, we became a force to be reckoned with.
Voting at Ford continues for another 2 weeks. UAW workers at Stellantis are meeting in Detroit for more details on their agreements. And GM workers will be listening soon for their contract explanation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hotel workers at 18 casinos on the Las Vegas Strip could go on strike soon. The AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
Tens of thousands of Las Vegas hotel workers fighting for a new union contract have set a strike deadline for next week. The Culinary Workers Union, which has not gone on strike in decades, says that about 35,000 members whose contracts expired earlier this year could walk off the job if deals aren't reached on issues such as pay, job security, and benefits by November 10th. With casino giants MGM Resorts International, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts. A sweeping strike could cause major disruptions to big events such as the Strip's inaugural Formula One races scheduled for later this month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A New York jury convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud charges. The 31-year-old California man convicted Thursday in Manhattan on a federal court, jurors who rejected his testimony that he didn't defraud customers. Bankman-Fried was extradited to the U.S. last December from the Bahamas, where he had operated the FTX cryptocurrency exchange and a hedge fund, and among other businesses. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.